Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org.
Put your drink down.
Oh, sorry. Hi, everyone. It's Berg Vivant. I'm Mike Bazzelli, and this is Lonnie the Theater Lady. And we're here to talk about The Light at the Piazza. In the Piazza.
I was going to say, did the you see the same show I saw?
In the Piazza. Which is funny, because a few years ago, I saw this at the Benedum, the national tour, and I did not like the show. I was kind of dreading going tonight. But here's the thing. It was an amazing production.
Oh, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, I like a lot of things about a lot of productions.
Oh, I'll say that.
I do, because I look for and appreciate
the likable moments. The likable moments. You find them.
However, this
positive person.
Loved. I was amazed at everything about it, particularly the cast.
The cast
and the directing.
I think the cast transcended the work.
Yes.
Because some of those songs, I'm not a big fan of the songs. There's a song where they say, "We've walked, we walk, we walk," over and over again. I'm like, okay, get there. You're there now.
Like,
stop talking. But it was done so extremely well
that you understood that the purpose of that walk was working out their differences.
Exactly. No, I know. I'm telling you, the actors transcended the work. Here's the story. The story is about a woman, Becky Toth, playing the mom.
And
Clara. No, Clara was the daughter.
Yeah.
Lindsay, her daughter,
the mother of the daughter, Clara.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So her daughter, Clara, is on this trip to Italy with her. It's, I think, the 50s or 60s?
Early 50s.
It doesn't really matter.
I guess it was like 53, 54.
Okay.
And Clara was Lindsay Bear.
Lindsay Bear, correct. And the two of them go to Italy. And the young girl falls for a handsome young man.
Fabrizio,
played by Joshua Grosso. Get back to him.
Put a pin in that. Phenomenal.
Yeah. So they go off there. Here's the thing. Clara has a bit of a secret. And Fabrizio doesn't understand what the secret is because of the translation difference, I think.
Yeah, he doesn't see it. He sees her beauty and her innocence and her sweetness. He doesn't see anything else.
Right, exactly.
And the mother, who is played by Becky Toth.
Becky, oh yeah. Toth. We'll talk about her.
Okay, well, go ahead. I want to talk about. You're putting a pin in it.
Okay, let's take the pins out. Okay, Becky Toth was phenomenal. I have seen her cast as minor characters in other shows before, and she's always been a bit of a standout. But she blew me away. She blew me away in this production.
Well, what I liked so much about how she portrayed her character was that in the beginning, you really, as an audience member, didn't really care for her so much. And then as she revealed her inner self, and it wasn't just the script, it was the way she did it and showed her own love for her child and how she was trying to protect her. She wasn't so mean anymore.
Yeah.
She went through a transformation and...
That's the problems I still have with The Light and Piazza is there are some script problems. There's no clear villain. And I think some people like that. But in the course of dramatics, if you follow Aristotelian type course of dramatics, you kind of need the, you know, she's not a villain.
No.
But she is the impetus from keeping the
kind
lovers
of the foil.
Apart. Yeah,
the
sort of. It's very it's hard because it goes against some dramatic, it takes some odd turns. Is it the POV is from her? The POV is sort of from the daughter as well. It gets a little hazy.
Well, it does. However, that's the script itself and the play.
Right,
it's not
right.
This production.
This production, like I said, transcended it.
Phenomenal.
Yes.
When Fabrizio,
Josh Grosso,
sang his first song, and you notice
in Italian.
In Italian, and I had no idea. I don't speak Italian. I had no idea what he was saying.
Completely moved.
I was crying.
Yeah, several people.
It was so beautiful. And people we spoke with in intermission, his voice, his acting.
Oh, he you completely.
Remember this name.
Joshua Grosso.
He is.
You'll
a
be
star.
Engrossed by Grosso.
He is still a student, a senior, I believe, at Carnegie Mellon.
Mm-hmm.
He's going somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the whole show is phenomenal.
Didn't you say that
just
same thing about
see,
Michael Campagna when you
I
first
did,
saw?
And I made the comparison last
so
night.
So here
I
we
said,
go.
I saw Mikey Campagna.
Heard it here first.
In Billy Bigelow in Carousel, and I said to my husband, who was my husband at that time, I said, remember that name. And I'm saying that right now. Remember
Joshua
this name.
Joshua Grosso.
He was phenomenal.
You believed he was a little Italian kid.
And he didn't get that little like
oh,
that
no,
that you
we,
get after a song. It was...
Yes, tumultuous standing. Yes, everybody was it. The cast and the director, Steven Santa, I think, just knew the nuances of the script and was able to pull the best stuff out of it. And there's clever stuff he does with the set.
Yes, I love that moving set.
Just
in so many ways,
very clever show. This is I would put this on the do not miss list.
Absolutely.
Do not miss
Absolutely.
The Light in the Piazza.
And I don't know. Is there somebody we did not mention that we wanted
oh,
to
Jeff
mention?
Oh, Jeff Howell was good.
Yeah, Jeff
everybody
Howell
was good.
Very
everybody
good.
Was
he
really.
He was Fabrizio's father.
It was.
Patrick
I've
Cannon.
Never seen a group of actors. They nailed it. Every nuance.
Every one of
it's
them.
It's perfect. Steven.
I
Santa,
believe.
I've talked about him before. We used to call him a wunderkind. I turned out he's turning 30. He's going to lose his title as wunderkind. but he does a tremendous job.
And this was we didn't say it was a front porch production.
Oh, who cares? I mean, that's great. I mean, it's great. It's
I
great
care
that
because
it's...
they do, the next year they have a two
right,
show
I know,
season
but...
planned. I want to see more than two shows.
Okay.
I want
if You want to keep going.
This quality.
If the quality
this
of this show is
night,
maintained,
yeah,
more go to front porch. Front porch.
That's easy for you to
blah,
say.
Blah, blah, blah. Go there. Yeah,
okay.
Light at the Piazza. Do not miss this show.
And it runs.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.